This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports on Hezbollah being hit by a wave of exploding pagers with at least 9 dead, thousands injured.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
I can tell you that the U.S. was not involved in it. The U.S. was not aware of this incident in advance, and at this point we're gathering information.
But a U.S. official tells AP Israel briefed the U.S. on the operation on Tuesday after it was concluded. It involved small amounts of explosive inside the pagers. A Hezbollah official told AP they were a new brand that apparently been acquired after the group's leader ordered members in February to stop using cell phones, warning those could be tracked by Israeli intelligence. I'm Ben Thomas.
White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre said on Tuesday that the U.S. continues to believe that there needs to be a diplomatic solution in the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hezbollah.
This is why the ceasefire negotiation is so important. This is why the hostage deal is so important. This is why the president and his administration has been working around the clock 24 hours to get that done.
Jean-Pierre says that the White House believes a deal between Israel and Hamas will reduce tensions between Israel and Hezbollah. The House is scheduled to vote on U.S. Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal that links the funding of the federal government for the new budget year with a mandate that states require proof of citizenship when people register to vote. Johnson pulled the bill from consideration last week and said he would work over the weekend to build a consensus for it. A new Microsoft threat intelligence report details how Russia-linked actors are now going full throttle on their covert influence efforts against Vice President Kamala Harris. The report released Tuesday shows how, after a slow start, groups linked to the Kremlin have redoubled their commitment to swaying U.S. political opinion on the electioneer, or as the electioneers. More at VOAnews.com.